Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Nicole C. Mullen with I Need You. And featured there is Chris August. Before it, we also had Eddie Sanka from Skanka with Rhythms of Grace. Now, you will agree with me that introspections take a lot from us. We don't just randomly sit and introspect unless we feel there is something that we should have a deep look at. And the next thing I want to give to you or play for you is a discussion given had a while back. And I think it challenges us because there's a lot of aspects of our lives we don't want to change. And we actually don't see the need for change in those aspects of our life. But the truth is, in order for us to grow, there's a lot of changes that need to take place in our lives. And I think oftentimes it's only when somebody brings it to our attention, and sometimes, you know, we jump to our personal defense, and later on we realize, you know, Given might have had a point. And so this one, I really pray and hope it's going to be one of those that'll challenge you to do an introspection and see those areas in your life that need change. Because I'm going to do the same. So take a listen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Now, getting into what should you actually do in order to improve? Obviously, this will differ based on what it is you're trying to improve. But one of the biggest pieces of advice I want to give, one of them I've already given, right? And it's the fact that create an echo chamber. Read books, listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos that speak on how to improve in that particular thing. Surround yourself with people who are in a community that is improving in that thing, which is one of the things I want to do in terms of physical sport. I want to join a community that is always and consistently doing physical and active sports. I want to get into tennis because I've already been invited to do so. And I want to definitely get into playing more badminton, which is the sport that I actually want to improve at. This is just something I want to improve at, not because if I didn't do it, I would lose something of great significance. Even in finance, if you want to improve in terms of managing your finances, create an echo chamber. And you're going to have to make the effort of creating an echo chamber. Surround yourself with people who are money savvy, people who are already managing or working on managing their money better, as opposed to friends who just would spend their money in a restaurant on any given day. Another piece of advice I want to give you is take baby steps. Don't be too ashamed to take baby steps. When you're working on improving something that is that damaged, like that is damaged to the point that you might lose something of great significance, you need to, let me make an example with the first example we made, right? With the father or a mother about to lose their children because they've not behaved or showed up for their family, or because they were too tied up to their business or working too hard on their 9-to-5. Let's use that example. Now, if you take someone in that context and you say to them, drop everything and just start being in your kid's life, that's a very good thing. However, what you're not realizing is that you're actually making the process of improvement more difficult and more impractical. Why? Because if I've had a father who hasn't been, or a mother who hasn't been accessible to me, and I'm like 16, 17, or whatever age I might be, if that person starts being there for me if they just come too hard, right, or become a bit too present, all at once, it's going to overwhelm me and therefore push me away. So you need to, as a father, work your way back in slowly. Start by telling your kid, can we meet every weekend for ice cream for 30 minutes to an hour, right? As opposed to you now wanting to be with them, drop them off at school Monday to Friday, right? Unless it's what they want. But what I'm trying to say is that you need to look at the circumstances you're under and learn to be okay with progressing slowly. Learn to be okay with progressing, making slow progress and picking up pace over time. That's a very good and okay thing to do. I say this because I know and I understand that when you're in a situation where you've lost control and you have deteriorated in something so much, right, that you're now about to lose something of significance as a result of your own behavior over a long period of time, this means you've developed bad habits surrounding that thing, right? You can easily guilt trip yourself. It's very easy for you to just guilt trip yourself and say, no, I should be working harder. I should be doing more. I should be this. I should be that. Those are the thoughts that will definitely cross your mind. And what I'm trying to do is to get you to understand that it's okay to take baby steps towards progress. Very, very fundamental. So those are the things, advices I will give you. So first of all, it's to identify the one thing that a certain aspect of your life, the one part of your life that needs urgent improvement. Why? Because if you don't improve on that thing, you might lose something that is of great significance, whether it's your health, your family, your friends, your job, whatever is of great significance to you at the time, your career, your passion, an activity that creates and stimulates you in a particular way, whatever is of great value to you. So identify that thing. Then sit down and create an echo chamber. Buy books, or even if you're not a person who reads much or you don't enjoy books or reading books on self-help, listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos, buy audiobooks instead. So put yourself in a community of people that are already working on improving themselves in that particular thing. That is one of the best things you can do for yourself. And then another thing, learn the value of improving at a one day at a time kind of pace. You've never done push-ups before and then you come into the gym and you want to do 100 push-ups. Like, that might not be the best way to approach it. So yeah, I think over a certain period of time, you will then start to see some very significant improvement. And the thing that you were going to lose, you'll start to feel the anxiety of losing it leaving you because you're doing something about it.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.